Hello there. My name is Jason Scott. I'm an internet historian, archivist, and believer in history. I could have written this as a blog post entry, but I decided that something was missing from the conversation of this event, which was the human voice, the voice of humanity, the voice of reason. So if you've gotten this speech because it's been some time since I recorded it, or because you don't know what's going on, let me explain. On May 24th, tabletalk.salon.com, a somewhat unknown and important part of the salon.com website, announced that they were deleting all of their content within 30 days. I say that it was important, even though it wasn't very well known, because this was a 16 years in the making community of people who had been providing conversation, humanity, and information to each other. However, Salon has decided, for reasons known only really to them, to delete everything. And I mean truly delete it. 30 days. Delete everything off of hard drives. For all this time, they have not opened up their threads to archive.org and other crawlers, meaning that there is only one official copy of their entire site on the machines that they're going to delete. This is terrible, even by the standards of today, where we'll see 2-, 3-, 4-week announcements of major sites going down. It is particularly galling when you consider that this is just a text-only site. This is a site consisting mostly of text conversations, thousands of messages, all of them easily storable on trivial hardware. What the fuck, Salon? Can't you provide a way for your community to maybe step forward and take it over? Maybe if you just remove the robots.txt from your website, we can have archive.org and other crawlers make a quick duplication so that all the work that you benefited from, that you were able to point to as an example of quality, can be saved. It's not a hard thing to ask. The deletion of one single file, robots.txt, from your root. This will enable, in these last waning days of tabletalk.salon.com, for this information to be saved for later generations. If that's too weird for you, if that's something outside of your way of thought, at least give yourself 60 days, 90 days, to look into what you're doing here, to have your community respond. Oh, sure, you can point to numbers and difficulties and processes and a whole bunch of other things, but, you know, the fact is, it's not about money. Not at this size. Not with this kind of pure text environment. This is merely greed and stupidity. Reconsider. Open up your site. Let us in, and we'll make a difference where you refuse to. Thank you.